A year ago today, a young biracial boy in Claremont was seriously injured, hanged by a rope. The event made national news. It was the latest in a string of racially charged incidents unfolding across the country. This week, we are taking a step back, looking at how the event affected people locally beyond the headlines. Today, NHPR's Brita Green tells us about one man who was inspired to start reaching out to Black students in the area.
People in Claremont know Wayne Miller for his work helping people with addiction. He runs a local recovery center. He actually spearheaded the organization's recent move to a beautiful high-ceilinged old building on the city's main drag. He can speak about addiction and recovery left, right, and sideways, he told me. But something he'd rarely spoken about before about a year ago is race. The first spark was something that happened in a town north of Claremont, in Hartford, Vermont. That's where Miller lives. In January of 2017, a local select board member there forwarded a racist image denigrating the Obamas and former Attorney General Eric Holder to a local newspaper writer. The board member said it was an accident. The newspaper ran a story, and Miller went to the select board's next meeting.
Okay.
The room was packed.
And priority of this agenda is the town of Hartford race relations.
And looking around, Miller noticed something immediately remarkable to him here in the Upper Valley. There were a lot of people of color. A lot of Black and brown faces.
The most Black and brown faces I had seen in one room since I moved here.
This is Miller. He's Black. He moved to the Upper Valley from out of state when he was a kid.
And I felt some like the switch kind of go on in me.
Hearing all these people raise their voice, he says, was incredibly moving.
Members of the Select Board and the Hartford community, my name is Olivia Lapierre. I am a resident of Hartford, Vermont.
My name is John Hall. I live here in White River Junction.
For years, for most of his life, Miller had just dealt with jeers, underhanded comments, side-eyed glances on his own. He hadn't spoken out about his experience. But now that was starting to change.
Like, I felt more connected to the wider community and to what really deep down is my community than I had ever before while living here.
Hello, my name is Ashley Bennett, and I'm going to do the best I can to maintain my composure. I have been born and raised. I'm a Vermonter, a local, and I've thought about so many times moving away because I have never felt welcome in my community.
Since I've lived here, I have been assaulted, called the N-word, and have experienced a series of microaggressions.
It was like a reawakening for me.
My name is Wayne Miller. I live right here in White River.
Miller hadn't planned to speak, but he stood up and took his turn in front of the mic.
I just want to say that I'm tired. We first moved to White River from Connecticut, and we came here looking for a fresh start in a safer community. There were gunshots and ambulance sirens every night. Like, my mom wanted us to have a different life than she did, a better opportunity, so we moved here. And that sense of safety and a fresh start was shattered within days because I first learned what racism was. I had rocks thrown at me, sticks thrown at me, my head pushed into a brick wall. And some of these incidents happened at school. And when my mom went...
That meeting went late into the night. Miller went home with a lot to think about. Months passed, and then later that year, reports started coming out about another incident, this time in Claremont, where Miller works. A young biracial boy had been seriously injured. His mom said he'd been attacked by local white teenagers, hung by a rope. Miller says he first learned about it from someone in the boy's family.
And I was outraged and disgusted and appalled and had a million questions, as everybody else did afterwards.
The parallels to his own experience hit him hard.
Especially the physical violence that happened. And he was right around the same age as I was when I moved here. So there was a lot of similarities there. And I kind of took that as a sign.
A sign, he says, that it was time for him to step outside the world of addiction and recovery where he'd been working and try to also make change on issues of race. He could rely on many of his existing skills, talking with people about what can be challenging personal topics. The big thing he's focused on now is mentoring, reaching out to Black kids specifically.
I mean, it directly ties into the work that I do already. That is the whole point, is that you're not alone.
That message, you're not alone, was what Miller had wanted to tell the young boy after the attack. It's critical, he says, because many Black children grow up here in communities where they're the only person who looks like them.
Hey, them. You're supposed to be out here.
I met up recently with one of the families he'll be working with. We sat on their porch on one of the last hot days before school. Hayden Dickinson, who will be a mentee in Miller's program, is 8 and a half.
Do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
3 things. A professional bike racer, a pilot, and a race car driver.
His mom, Sharana Henderson, is also considering being a mentor herself, if her time allows. She says a lack of diversity is just a fact of life here, and something she talks to Hayden a lot about.
If he visually can't see anyone that looks like him, or anyone that he could possibly connect with on that cultural level, then it is going to make it hard. And I know a lot of people don't think that race comes into play with things like curriculum, but that's wrong.
From what she sees, a lot of Black children in the area really only talk about race, about feeling proud of their history, their culture, at home, not at school. Connecting with peers, widening their community, meeting strong adults outside of their families will make a big difference, she says.
Because we try to do everything to, you know, resist our parents and what they're saying in the house. And I've been there too. And I think having something like this would make it stick more.
Wayne Miller's been talking to families like theirs across the Upper Valley. He's hoping to start pairing kids up with mentors in small groups to start this fall. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.